just messing with you. So it's great to have the guys back in the building this week. And, you know, we had two solid days of meetings and practice a week ago, kind of set the tone for the bye week for them. They came back refreshed this week, and so far it's been a real good week. Excited about the game on Sunday.
Why do you think Jeff Locke is doing a better job punting overall this year than in his previous 2 years?
You know, he's been more consistent. You know, he's worked real hard on that part of his game. You know, last year he flashed some really good qualities, and he just wasn't as consistent as we need him to be, and he's done that so far this year.
With the net average and all that, how much do you put that on, you know, your unit, everybody, or and how much do you put on him?
We'll put it on everybody because we have to protect to give him a good launch point, or, you know, protect the pocket. Jeff's done a really nice job of pinning people deep. I think we have 9 inside the 20 already out of, what, 17 punts, whatever it is. And our guys are covering really well. We're protecting well, we're covering well, and, you know, our gunners are doing a good job as well.
When it comes to those kicks inside the 20, I think it was like 9 out of 16, but no touchbacks too. I mean, what has been the difference there in him just being able to – is it just kind of calibrating where he's aiming or just kind of –
calibrating
the
wind mainly. You know, we work hard on that in practice. I know the winds are different here at Winter Park than they would be in TCF or any other stadium. But in pregame, we talk about it. He works on it. You know, he checks when he has to use his Aussie punt or if he still uses a field punt, depending on certain areas of the field. You know, he's a very intelligent guy, and I'm trying to help him not overthink things. But when it comes to, you know, when to use the Aussie punt or the field punt, that's really helped him. And our goal is just a fair catch at the 10, and that's pretty much what he's done. I'm not asking him to pin him at the 3, because if you do that, you're playing with fire. The ball's going to go in the end zone most of the time. So we tell him we want a fair catch at the 10. That's our goal, and anything else is a bonus.
Is he doing less directional punting than maybe he did early in his career?
Yeah, I think when we go outside because of the wind, especially in TCF, how they swirl, you know, we won't do as much directional punting. When we do directional punt it because we have a good crosswind.
With Gerald Hodges no longer on the team, are you guys expecting Edmund Robinson to step up and have a bigger team or role on special teams?
You know, we've been training Edmund Robinson since he first got here. You know, Edmund's a big, strong young man that can run. He's smart. You know, people think that just because he didn't play at a big school that, you know, he can't handle the NFL. I think he's going to do a great job for us. We expect big things from him on special teams, and I look forward to getting him out there.
Has he been... do you feel picking up things rather easily or quickly while he's been here?
Well, because I could tell right from the get-go back in May when he got here that he was a young man that will probably be ended up playing for us at some point and just didn't know when. So we've been preparing him for these roles since day one. He's taken it very seriously. Even though he wasn't playing early, getting a little discouraged like any young player would, he's hung in there and mentally and physically, and he's ready to go.
You tell a player when they maybe aren't playing in a big role and they want to, how do you tell them to kind of just hold on, wait, your time will come?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I tell them. I mean, that's what it is. Sometimes it is a waiting game, and these guys aren't used to waiting around. They've been playing their whole careers, from Pop Warner all the way through college. They've been probably one of the top players on their team, so it is difficult. I've known that. I know each guy's a little bit different in how we motivate them and how we talk to them, but that's my great thing about my job, and I've told you guys this before. I get to know the whole team and try to figure out what, you know, makes each guy tick. And Edmund's one of those guys. He's a quiet guy, but he's very serious about his work, and he's improved tremendously since he's been here.
Two guy that you guys have on your roster is Adam Thielen. What does he add to the special teams game?
Adam has an attitude. He's tough. He can run. He's smart. You know, he does a lot of different things for us in special teams, and when he's out there, we're a better team.
What have you seen from Trey Wayans, specifically on your coverage teams?
Trey has, you know, come in. It's always nice to have a first-round draft pick type athlete on special teams, and, you know, we're going to use him for as long as we can until he becomes a starter here at corner. So, Trey, the great thing about Trey is, you know, he's another quiet young man, but he's done a phenomenal job of taking the coaching. Hasn't played a lot of these spots ever before, you know, especially on kickoff return or punt return, and he's come in and done a really nice job. And every week you can see him get better. So he's been a pleasure to coach and work with.
What's the difference really between maybe like a Marcus Sherrills and Cordero Patterson returning kickoffs?
Well, Cordero is so big and strong, and he can run. Marcus is more, you know, probably quicker than fast, although he does have good speed. Cordero is built like a kickoff returner. Marcus is built like a punt returner. That's the best way to describe it, I think.
Came down to it where you needed Sherrills to return kickoffs, would you feel comfortable?
Absolutely. You know, Sherrills, Stephon Diggs, Cordero, they're all very solid kickoff returners, and Marcus has done it here before. He's subbed in for Cordero before in the last couple of years. That's it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.